John chapter 10, I want to pick up tonight with verse 7, reading to verse 18, and then verse 24 through 31, verse 7, John 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall bear or hear my voice. There shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Verse number 24. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. I kind of feel like the message this evening is along the lines of one of those dessert type messages that Brother Graber talked about yesterday. I don't know how much oomph I'm going to have tonight for these things, but these things are an encouragement to us, are a blessing to us. It may not be the bold declaration of doctrine that we love to hear and prefer to hear. It may be along the lines of a dessert message. But as we heard yesterday, sometimes it's okay to have dessert. God would have us to have a well-balanced diet. God would have us to hear the milk and receive the milk. And He would have us grow and develop to where we desire the meat and the weightier things. And once we've graduated to the meat, and once we've graduated to the heavier things and the weightier things, once in a while, it's okay for us to go back for the sweets. May God bless our thoughts this evening. Last Sunday morning, we looked at the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd. This morning, we considered the Good Shepherd's sheep. The Good Shepherd's sheep. Tonight, we consider the Good Shepherd's security, the safety that is ours, as the Good Shepherd is our shepherd. The Good Shepherd, the shepherd's sheep, and the shepherd's security. We'll be drawing from this passage of Scripture that we've just read as the Lord allows us to. I was reading from one commentator. I don't guess it's really important to give his name or give any undue accreditation to somebody we're not 100% sure of, so I won't. But he said, There are two points that must always be made. There are two points that we must repeatedly make. There are two points we must be earnest about maintaining. As often as possible, as much as God would allow us, there are two points that must always be made. The first of those two is we need to make the point concerning the eternal peril the lost face every minute they remain unsaved. We must be zealous. We must be faithful, as God would allow us, to preach that first point. Every second, a person continues in their sin. Every second, a person continues outside of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. They are facing an eternal peril. And we need to tell them that, and we need to warn them about that, and we need to repeat it to them, and keep repeating it to them, and not quit repeating it to them until we get through to them or God deals with them. There is an eternal peril that the lost face every minute they remain unsaved. There are lost souls amongst us tonight. And every one of those lost souls continue. Every minute they remain lost on the course that leads to eternal peril. I thought about all those we have missing because of vacation and leisure, who know not the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, and how they might not give a second thought about the eternal peril that they face every minute they remain outside of Christ. But if I had opportunity to get a message to them, that's the message I would get unto them. Don't forget, as you're out there having fun and running about and entertaining yourself in the world, I would say to them, don't forget the eternal peril that your lost soul faces every second you're outside of Jesus Christ. So let us teach and let us preach the eternal peril the lost face every minute they remain unsaved. It's not dramatic. It's not for dramatic effect. That we declare unto you, my lost friend, every heartbeat could be your last. Every heartbeat could be your last, and you may be a heartbeat away from the eternal peril of dying lost and going off into eternity without Jesus Christ. It's not to be dramatic, it's to state the fact. You could go to bed tonight and wake up in the morning in hell. And once you wake up in a place called hell, there are no second chances. There are no purgatories. There are no going back for a second chance. So there is an eternal peril that the lost face every minute they remain unsaved. And that's one of the two things we must be diligent about preaching and teaching. The second point that he makes, there are two points that must always be made, always brought before us, and God's people and the lost need to always be reminded about. The eternal peril that the lost face every minute they remain unsaved. And the second is the security. The security that the saved experience every second they are in Christ. Are you catching the difference? There is an eternal peril that the lost face every minute they remain unsaved, but there is a security that the saved experience every second they are in Christ. And this passage of Scripture is full of that security. Amen. And I think it's good for us to present both points to the lost. There is an eternal peril that you face if you continue unsaved. But there is a blessed security that the saved experience every second that they're saved. Where are you right now? Where are you right now? In verse number 9, Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And shall go in and out and find pasture. That's security. Amen. There is great security to the saved who have entered into Christ, who have come through the door, that is Jesus Christ. Jesus declared in our text, as we saw again this morning and last Sunday morning, and again tonight, Jesus is the door, Jesus is the shepherd, Jesus is the good shepherd. And there's great security to those that will enter in at the door, who will enter into Jesus Christ. I am the door, by me, if any man enter in, good news, he'll be saved. No ifs, ands, and buts or maybes. You come through the door, which is Jesus Christ in this passage of Scripture, and you'll be saved. Amen. The wondrous security there is. to be experienced every minute one lives inside of Christ. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. He shall be saved. Nothing more sure. He shall be saved. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And he shall go in and out safely, securely. This going in and out to those who have entered into the door, which is Christ, speaks of liberty, speaks of a secure state. I am the door, you enter in through the door, you're saved. That's security. You enter into the door, you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and you are free to come and go without any fear. You are free to come and go without any question of your credentials being recalled. Those that will enter into the door shall be saved. Shall be saved. And they'll go in and out and find pasture. You come into the door, you're saved, secure. You come into the door and you'll come in and out freely without any fear. You'll come in and out and you'll find pasture. All the security that a sheep experiences when the shepherd takes them to a green field, a green pasture. And that sheep knows the shepherd's on duty. That sheep knows much brighter animals than we want to give them credit for. That sheep knows the shepherd's brought them to that place. You know, there are no psychiatrists for sheep. Sheep don't need a psychiatrist. Sheep don't experience much anxiety. They don't experience much stress. They know their shepherd. Their shepherd knows them. He knows them by name. They know his voice. They trust him. He's going to lead them to the pasture. And he's going to be on duty. You can see that shepherd up there watching over those sheep with that shepherd's hook. That shepherd's hook could be used as a weapon. That shepherd's hook could be used to reach out, grab the sheep, bring them back into the place of safety. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Always have trouble making the flow to verse number 2. But Psalms 23. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord, I believe, is speaking about Jesus. He's our shepherd. Jehovah is our shepherd. We will lack. What will we lack if Jesus, what will we lack if Jehovah is our shepherd? What will we run out of? What will we face? Nothing. He's our shepherd. We lack nothing and we'll lack nothing. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. and he makes us to lay down in green pastures, your mind is immediately drawn to think of rest. But I don't think that's the most immediate application. The shepherd calls into the sheepfold, calls out his sheep, takes them out to a green pasture to graze, to eat, to rest. The shepherd sees to it that the sheep are taken to green pastures. So he's the door, he's the shepherd, he's the good shepherd. You come into the door, which is Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Right tonight, come in through that door and you will be saved. And it's just as simple as not doubting that and just believing it. There is an immediate application, I believe, to being saved, finding liberty and finding pasture, and there is a future reference. You come into the door, which is Jesus Christ, you are saved. Not going to be, you are saved. But there's also a day before us when we're going to go and be with the Lord, and we will be saved. Jesus is coming again. Verse 11 and verse 15 of our text. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Verse 15, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. Talking about security. The security of the sheep that they find in their shepherd, Jesus Christ, our great Jehovah. Verse number 18, Jesus said, no man takes my life away from me. I lay it down. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it up. Do you know there was no possible failure in Christ giving his life? He couldn't give his life and then fail to rise again because he's God. Failure was not in the vocabulary. He had the power to lay down his life, and he had the power to take it up again. And that speaks of security for the sheep. He had power to lay down his life because he knew by giving his life, he would give us life. He laid down his life because he knew he had the power to raise his self back, giving us security. The sheep has full confidence in the resurrection because Christ is the resurrection. Verse 26 and 27. But you believe not, because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. That's security. We can hear. In order to be safe, you really need to hear. There's great safety in being able to hear. Amen. Just try putting on a pair of sound-killing earphones or earplugs in. You're very vulnerable. You can't hear somebody sneaking up on you. You can't feel, you can't sense the danger that could be all around you at any given time. We can hear. That speaks of security. Notice there, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I think I was hasty to read through that the first couple times. My sheep hear my voice, they know me, and they follow me. That's how I hastily read through that verse a time or two. But what it actually says is, my sheep hear my voice, I know them. He knows us. That's security. See, we're human, we're frail, we're failing. And so it's not about us knowing Him. He is God. He is the great shepherd. He knows us. He knows us. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. Security, security, security. We hear, He knows us, we follow. There's no peril for the shepherd or for the sheep. Verse number 28. Jesus speaking here, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. Sentence continues, verse 28. And I give unto them eternal life. I, the shepherd, the good shepherd, the great shepherd, I, the Lord Jesus, I give unto them eternal life. John 17, verse 2. 17, verse 2. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. I just love to look at this verse and dissect it. Jesus, praying to God the Father, says to God the Father, God? Dad? Abba? As you have given me power over all flesh, he has power over all flesh, but he's been given power over all flesh so that he might give life, not to all flesh. But that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Amen. Folks, God knows what he's doing. He's given a people to his son. He's given all people, all flesh, into the hands of his son. But he's given a special people to his son. And Jesus is going to give life to those who the Father has given him. It's a glorious verse to consider. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many. He's not going to save everyone. Well, that's not fair. That's not right. Well, I'll tell you what you do. You wait until you die, and when you go up and you stand before God, you hash it out with him, if you're willing to do that. I just choose to believe what it says. He's given Jesus power over all flesh, and Jesus is going to give eternal life to as many as God has given to him to give eternal life. Sounds particular to me. Amen. Sounds particular. 1 John 2. Verse 25. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. God, Jesus, Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit has promised us something. And that something is eternal life. Eternal life. Many people read or they quote John 3:16 just like that. And they don't see eternal security in it. Or security in it at all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. But what are they going to have? Everlasting life. Never ending life. And folks, eternal life and everlasting life doesn't begin the second you die. It begins the second you're saved. Amen. Eternal life is yours in Christ. Verse 28 again of our text. I will give unto them eternal life. Okay, that's security. And they shall never perish. They shall never perish. Jesus made that clear in chapter 6 when he said, all of those that come unto him, he would in no wise cast them out. He wouldn't fail to save a single one that God has given to him and that the Father brings unto him. Verse 28 again, third part of this verse. I will give unto them eternal life. One, they shall never perish. Two, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That's security, isn't it? I give them eternal life. They will never perish. And no one can pluck them out of my hand. Well, we got some shepherd, don't we? Amen. We're there in the hands of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and nobody's going to get us out. Don't worry. Don't sweat it. Verse number 28. My Father, which gave them me, okay, all that God gave me, I'm going to lose none. All that the Father gave me, I will give eternal life. They will never perish. Nobody can pluck them out of my hands. We're talking about security. I give them eternal life. They will never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of the hands. Why? Because the Father who gave them to us, or gave us to him, is greater than all. Amen. Simply put, there's only one God, folks. There's no secret gods out there that can sneak up on us and take our salvation or rob our salvation or cause us harm. God, which is greater than all, gave us to Jesus. And there we are in Jesus' hand, and nobody's going to pluck us out of that hand. He goes on to state there in verse number 29, no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. That's security. I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's house, my Father's hand, because my Father who gave them me is greater than all. Nobody can pluck one of the sheep out of the Lord's hands because God gave us to the shepherd, gave us to Christ. Nobody can pluck us out of the Lord's hands because I envision it as we're there in the hands of Jesus Christ. Nobody can pluck us out of his hands because wrapped around the Lord's hands is, guess whose hand? God's hand. We've heard recently, God doesn't have hands and God doesn't have eyes and God doesn't have the human features as we do because God isn't a body, he's spirit. But these things, these attributes are attributed to God so that we can understand the security we have in him. My sheep hear, I know them, they follow me, I give them not temporary but eternal life. They will never perish. Never means never. Nobody can pluck them out of my hands because the one, the God who gave them to me is greater than all. No man shall pluck them out of my hands because the Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of the Father's hands. That's security. And he says in verse number 30, I and my Father are one. We're safe in Christ because Christ is God. Can't separate them. They're one. We're safe in the Father's hands because they're one and the same. We see the Good Shepherd. We see the Good Shepherd's sheep. And we see the Good Shepherd's security and safety. Is all this yours? Are you dwelling in the riches that are yours in Christ? Do you appreciate all that you have in Christ, the security? And if you're here and you're lost, Let me repeat the first of the 2 points we made at the beginning of this message. If you're here and you're lost, you are facing an eternal peril. You face it every minute you remain unsaved. And that peril can be turned to security by turning to Christ. Let's stand together.